If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. It is a real joy to greet you today on Worth Baptist Hour, because today, Sunday, October 6, marks the fifth anniversary of this radio ministry. 5 short years ago, we put on the first broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour. During these 5 years, God has blessed this radio ministry in a very remarkable way. We have heard from many people, and from people not only in the city of Fort Worth and in the state of Texas, but all the way to New Mexico and Louisiana and in many parts of our state, that people have heard this broadcast and been blessed by it. So it's truly a joy to greet you today on this particular Sunday, marking the fifth anniversary of Worth Baptist Hour. And we want to say this about October. We've designated October as Radio Anniversary Month. And if you will write to us in this month, the month of October, we would be happy to send to you, free and without any charge whatsoever to you, one of my books of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. This book contains 7 messages on the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe it would be a real blessing to your heart and to your home and to your life to have one of these books in your possession. Remember, the book can be yours absolutely free, simply by writing to Worth Baptist Hour during the month of October, which is Radio Anniversary Month. All you need to do is drop a postcard to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. As soon as your card is received, one of these books will be placed in mail to you. Remember, the book is entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. 7 messages on the second coming of Christ. And this book can be yours during anniversary month, the month of October, by your writing to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to attend our Sunday school today at Worth Baptist Church. You'll be glad to know that during the month of September, our Sunday school averaged just 2 away from 500. Last Sunday was another September record-breaking day when 520 people answered the roll call in Sunday school here at Worth Baptist Church. We're expecting the blessings of God in a very remarkable way during the month of October. We are now in the midst of our Fall Festival of Faith and our Golden Enlargement Program. Let me invite you personally to be our guests today in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday School has for its text the Word of God, the Bible only. Our theme for this year's Sunday School is, With God, Nothing is Impossible. We're basing that on the words of Christ, who said, With God, nothing shall be impossible. So we invite you to come and study the Word of God with us today in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church, where there's a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level, where the Bible is taught in the Sunday School hour. And our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. All of these services have been designed to meet your spiritual needs. We here at Worth Baptist Church have claimed this city for Christ, and we believe that God is going to make it possible for Worth Baptist Church to reach many hundreds of people with the gospel in the coming days. Our city evangelism department is planning and programming to reach many people through personal contact and visitation in the various sections of the city of Fort Worth. And we believe you'd like to be a part of a Sunday school and of a church that has one goal, and that is to win the lost to Christ. This is the only ambition of Worth Baptist Hour, And this is the only goal of Worth Baptist Church, to reach out in the Metroplex and across the city of Fort Worth for the Lord Jesus Christ. So we invite you to share these things with us today in our Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, our morning worship service at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Recently, we have purchased 14 acres near the Fort Worth State School. In fact, our property joins their property 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 at Campus Drive. We're looking forward to moving in that direction, and we would covet your prayers that you would pray with us that God would continue to open the doors toward that move. But in the meanwhile, right here at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you and your family and your friends to attend today. And I know the Lord will bless you, and you'll find a warm welcome here at Worth Baptist Church. And don't forget, the month of October is Radio Anniversary Month. To all who write during the month of October, we will send free and postage paid one of my books of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Write today for your free copy, and address your card and your letter to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, God's Tomorrow. I'm going to read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Thee we come again in this hour, thanking Thee for all of Thy blessings, for Thy love and mercy, for Thy goodness to usward. We would ask today that as this broadcast fills the air, that the Holy Spirit would direct it to the hearts of the listeners, for those who are sick and for those who are afflicted, those who are bothered and troubled and discomforted today. May the Holy Spirit bring hope and comfort and cheer to every heart. But especially would we pray for those without the Savior, that they might come to know Him through this broadcast in this hour. And as we now begin this sixth year of broadcasting, we pray, dear Lord, that it would be the best year and that many souls would be won to Christ through this radio ministry in the days ahead. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, the word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. And out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And He shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. We're living in a world today that's cursed by sin. All about us, there's the evidence of what sin has done to the human race. It all began in the Garden of Eden in the long ago, when our first parents, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God, were beguiled and deceived by Satan, and at that moment, when they disobeyed God's command, and when they ate of the forbidden fruit, the Bible tells us that sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So then death has passed upon all men, for all have sinned. The Bible tells us there's not one man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. The Bible tells us that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. From that moment when God came in the cool of the day to walk with Adam, and Adam confessed that he was naked and that he wanted to hide himself from the Lord, from that moment till this moment, the human race has been characterized by lust, greed, selfishness, sensuality, and sin. And my friend, there is not one nation that's ever existed that has escaped the curse of sin. Going back to the ancient nations, Assyria, Egypt, Babylon, Rome, Greece, all of these nations have realized what sin can do and have suffered their demise because of sin. And I want to tell you today that the United States of America is no exception. Just as sin brought the downfall of the great empires and the great kingdoms and the great nations of the past, so sin will bring America down. Well, the Bible says sin is a reproach to any people. We believe that includes America, and that includes Americans. And we're convinced today that unless America repents, unless America is revived, unless America turns to God, that the judgment hand of God is upon this nation. Sin has touched every city, our own fair city, and your city, and all the cities of the earth. Sin has invaded every home and every heart and the life of every member of Adam's race. Again, I repeat, all we like sheep have gone astray. There is none that doeth good. There is none righteous, no, not one. So sin has taken its toll on every individual, in every home, of every city, in every nation on the earth. But my friend, one day there is coming a great change in all of this. It will be a happy day. It will be a blessed day, a glorious day, a wonderful day. It will be an eternal day when the great cataclysmic change comes to the earth and to all the nations and to all peoples. I'm calling it God's tomorrow. One time this family had been planning a trip for many days. And the little boy every day asked his daddy, "When are we going?" And his daddy would say, "Well, it's just 3 days. And then it's just 2 days." And then he finally said to him, "Son, we're going tomorrow." Well, the little boy was anxious about it. And all night long he tumbled and tossed in the bed. And soon the sun came up. And the little boy got up, ran downstairs to his parents' bedroom, shook his dad and said, "Daddy, get up. Get up, Daddy, it's tomorrow." And my friend, just like that, God's tomorrow's coming. And all of the sorrow and all of the night of suffering and sin and shame and lust and greed and selfishness has all passed away. When that night has ended, it will be God's tomorrow. And there are three things in God's tomorrow that I would call to your attention in this message today. First of all, in God's tomorrow, the nations of earth will honor the Christ of God. You know, the nations of earth have dishonored Christ. Well, when he was born, there was no room for him. All through his lifetime, men rejected him. The Bible says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The whole picture is going to change one of these days. And the rejected Christ will become the exalted Christ. In this great worldwide structure of Gentile power, men are anti-Christ and anti-God. You will recall from the book of Daniel that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and in that dream he saw an awesome, colossal statue, a great figure standing. The head was of gold, the arms were of silver, the belly and thigh of brass, and the legs were of iron, and the toes were iron mixed with clay. Nebuchadnezzar could not understand that dream and that vision. But there was a man in his kingdom during the days of the captivity named Daniel. a man of God, a man in whom the Spirit of God was. And Daniel was brought before the king, and Daniel interpreted that vision. And Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, "You are the head of gold. Babylon is this great empire, and there will come one after you, symbolized by the arms of silver, and that was the Medes and Persians, and then another after that, symbolized by the belly and thighs of brass, and that was Greece, and then yet another, symbolized by the legs of iron, and that was Rome. And God said to Nebuchadnezzar through Daniel that in those days, in the days of those kings, I will establish a kingdom, and I will bring forth a king. And that king was symbolized by the little stone that came out of the mountains and crushed this great image. Even so, our Lord Jesus Christ will, in the days of his revelation, in the brightness of his coming, in the fierceness of his appearing, with a sword going out of his mouth, he will crush the great structure of Gentile power. And in those days, when he establishes his kingdom upon the earth, the nations of earth shall honor the Christ of God. Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth his successive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moon shall wax and wane no more. Behold, the islands with their kings, and Europe her finest tribute brings. From north to south the princes meet to pay their homage at his feet. Yes, I repeat, in God's tomorrow, the nations of earth will bring their offerings and their blessings to Jerusalem, and there they will honor the Christ of God. In the second place, in God's tomorrow, the law of God will govern the entire earth. In the past, there have been many presidential proclamations, and there have been many slogans that have come out of Washington to try to characterize America in her economy and in her growth. For example, the Great Society, the New Frontier, the Fair Deal, the New Deal. And beloved, we know that many of them have been raw deals. We all realize that. But there has never come a presidential slogan that will characterize what God's tomorrow is going to be like. You see, God's tomorrow, there will be a perfect deal. God's law is the law of love. And the Bible says, perfect love casteth out all fear. The nations of earth are afraid today. Our president is afraid. Our economists are afraid. Our congressmen are afraid. Our Supreme Court justices are afraid. Our mayors and governors and city fathers are afraid. We're living in a fearful hour. But one day all of this is going to change. And the law of God, which is the law of love, shall cover the entire earth. And the Bible says that nation shall not lift up sword against nation. They shall not learn war anymore. They shall not plan the strategy of attacking another nation anymore. For in those days the peace of God will cover the entire earth. And the glory of God will cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. That's God's tomorrow. That's the day when Jesus Christ will be upon the earth, when he will personally and visibly appear, and when he will establish his kingdom in Jerusalem and reign over all the earth. And all the nations of earth will be governed by the word of God, which goes out not from Washington, not from Moscow, not from Berlin, not from Havana, but from Jerusalem. The word of God shall go forth, and the law of God from Mount Zion. And all the nations of earth will be in the power of God and will be governed by the righteousness of God. Won't that be a wonderful day? We're living in a lawless day today. Laws are broken all around us, but in God's tomorrow, all the nations of earth will be governed by the word of God. And then in the third place, in God's tomorrow, the family of God will all be at home with him. I read a story about a little boy traveling across the country on a train. He was headed for California. It was hot and it was uncomfortable, and they were going across the badlands of the desert in the west. And the lady said to the little boy, "Aren't you tired and weary and hot from this long ride?" little boy looked up and said, "Yes, a little bit. But I don't mind. You see, my daddy is going to meet me at the station in Los Angeles, and all of my family will be there." My friend, that reminds me of that day when, after the long journey of life is over, we've suffered all of the discomforts and all of the problems and all of the difficulties, and all of this is gone and all of these things have passed away. One day our Father is going to meet us at heaven's railway station, and we're going to be ushered in by Jesus Christ, our great commander and our great conductor. Oh, that's going to be a wonderful day when, in God's tomorrow, all of God's family will be at home. Paul gives us that assurance when he writes to the church at Thessalonica, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of Christ shall not precede them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Oh, happy day when all of God's family will be at home with him. That's God's tomorrow, and you can be a part of it today by simply trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. I have this footnote and I shall be through. The only way that you can enter God's tomorrow is to surrender your life to him today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. I invite you this moment to bow your head right by your radio. Pray the sinner's prayer. "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And you know, my friend, that moment you'll step into the economy of God and share God's tomorrow with all of his family in the world above. May the Lord bless you as you do it right now. Let me remind you, as we leave the air today, we'd be happy to have you visit Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street, today. And don't forget, it's Radio Anniversary Month, all during October. If you'll write, we'll be happy to send you, free and postage paid, one of my books entitled, "Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming." Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And so until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.